This podcast has been brought to you by The Twisted Thicket and www.mindmankind.com.
Searching for something. Understanding anything is half battle.
Back
question that, which it's all the same. True. Maybe the only way to gain further understanding.
I swear.
Now, what question do you
just
ask?
Fact, fiction, it's all the same.
Do not doubt oneself and capability.
I swear.
For fear can consume us all.
It's just this world.
Fact, fiction, it's all the same. It just depends on how we look at it.
Welcome, my friends, to the first edition of the Chronicle Scarecrow Report.
I swear, this world is crazy. It's just this world.
It's crazy.
Hello, my friends. It's Terralyn here. I am glad you could make it. The night sky sure is vibrant tonight. It reminds me of a night not long ago, such as this. A night when I first addressed the world and my audience. Well, time has passed now, and yet here we are again. Some say that in order to move forward, it is important to remember your past. So please, friends, sit back and relax. I present to you now the Chronicle Scarecrow Reports.
I used to be the kind of person who believed there was two kinds of people. There was them and there was us others. I mean, and boy, we work pretty hard to make sure people know we're the others, right? I mean, I'm standing in front of a devil's head, for God's sake. Just to make sure they know we're other. Counterculture. Just to make sure they know we're other.
Quiet.
Sorry.
Friends, I'm within the bowels of an ancient library here. There is a rune I am searching for. I need to record this rune for my studies. Over many years of use and meditation, even the most simple symbols and mantras, which are strings of words or sounds used in rituals and meditations, can mean much to an individual and the ethereal realm as a whole. Many runes used in practice these days with rituals and spells by witches and practitioners of other faiths come from ages long since past.
Please, be quiet.
Mind your own business, old man.
Well, I never.
Sorry, my friends.
You will pay for this.
Anyhow, when it comes to recording many words, symbols, and rituals, such as candle placement or preferred meditational steps, I suggest writing all of these in the same book. Many witches carry their tomes or spell books with them at all times, logging most, if not all, of the events surrounding their studies. As you ink in your thoughts and such into your book, keep it with you at all times, for as with all things magical, the more experience you put into your tome, the stronger it will become. In time, as you log your paths and experience into it, your book will become quite the record of knowledge and energy. The more you write in this book,
the stronger the power contained within the pages will be. If you hope to gain ground with your abilities, you must practice and study your efforts. Okay, friends, I sense trouble coming. Anyway, I suggest that you get something with a good cover that will protect your collection of material. You want to avoid moving or losing pages at all costs. Damn.
Hey, you can't
the guy.
Be here.
Get away!
Hello again. Raylan here. I'm waiting right now for darkness to come. I started my fire here and decided to fill you in on what's up. Behind me is a house that is supposed to be haunted. I've done some research in the local village. There's a legend of a wraith that dwells within this house. A woman years ago apparently hung herself in the stairwell for reasons unknown. I'm here tonight to observe the area. The most important part of hunting ghosts would have to be knowing where to find them. I would say that there is a lot of available resources at anyone's disposal. All you have to do is follow backwards. What that means is for you to decide. As you start to find places, I would set up a time and place to start at the supposed area. The more time you spend in such areas, become familiar with your surroundings. If the area like this one is remote and rarely visited, you will soon recognize small differences such as locations of certain objects that is, if there is such activity, disturb the haunt. Also, as you get a feel for the haunt, and don't worry, it takes time, you will feel when something enters the room or area. Ghosts and such tend to need a lot of energy to stay alive or in existence, so to speak, so expect a change in temperature, pressure, as well as atmosphere. This can be very frightening stuff, people. So stand fast, friends. This is Teray the Scarecrow. It's getting dark out here. That means it's time to work.
Well, my friends, that's all for now. To find out more about the Scarecrow Report, as well as to find the Twisted Thicket portal to our world, check the forums at www.mindmankind.com. Stay tuned, Scarecrow fans. Things are just about to get started.